From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has called on rival Riek Machar to meet for talks. The talks are an effort to save a peace agreement threatened by days of fighting in the capital. Residents of Juba say the city remained calm Thursday, 3 days after a ceasefire took effect. The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine says civilians have been killed with impunity since fighting began in 2014 in the Donbas region. The mission says the deaths may have constituted war crimes and crimes against humanity. It says up to 2,000 civilians have lost their lives, 90% of whom as the result of indiscriminate shelling of residential areas. Speaking Thursday in London, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson pledged to reshape Britain's global profile. He said Britain's withdrawal from the European Union bloc does not mean that it is leaving Europe itself.
There's a massive difference between leaving the EU and our relations with Europe, which, if anything, I think are going to be intensified.
Earlier Thursday, European Parliament Chief Martin Schulz criticized the new cabinet of Prime Minister Theresa May as part of what he called a dangerously vicious cycle that will hurt Britons in the long run. Meanwhile, Johnson and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pledged to work closely together. Kerry called Johnson to congratulate him on his appointment to Britain's top diplomatic post. A suspected extremist from the Islamist al-Shabaab group is being held at a police station in western Kenya. He took a gun from police officers and killed four of them before taking several prisoners hostage. Police chief said officers surrounded the building and began working to end the standoff. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama says America is nowhere close to healing the mutual mistrust between the nation's police and the black community. Mr. Obama made the remark following a four-hour meeting Wednesday at the White House with leaders from both sides. The president said he wanted to bring people with different perspectives together to listen to each other. The meeting was called in response to a spate of racially charged killings of black suspects by white police officers and the killings of five white police officers by a black sniper. Presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump is narrowing his choices for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Trump said on Twitter that he would make his announcement at 11 a.m. Friday in New York. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton also is interviewing potential vice presidential picks. She is expected to announce her choice next week. Among the people being mentioned for the role is Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said Thursday her recent critical comments about the presumptive Republican presidential nominee were ill-advised. She said she regrets making the remarks about Donald Trump. Ginsburg told the New York Times that she couldn't imagine what the country would be with Trump as its president and didn't want to even contemplate the possibility. U.S. Supreme Court justices almost never voice their opinions about U.S. political campaigns. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has told an NBC News interviewer that Russia has never asked him to relinquish power. Mr. Assad said Russian politics is based on values and not deals. The remarks come just ahead of a trip by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to Moscow, where he is expected to push for a revised ceasefire and a plan for peace. In the interview, the Syrian leader dismissed U.S. efforts in the region as not serious. An Austrian court on Wednesday sentenced a Serbian-born Islamic preacher and jihad propagandist to a 20-year prison sentence. Ebu Tejma was one of two men found guilty of recruiting young people to join the Islamic State group. Prosecutors painted him as a key figure pushing IS propaganda in Europe and inciting terrorist attacks. He was arrested in 2014 during a crackdown on jihadist networks in Austria. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are up at this hour. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.